The Two Gentlemen of Verona. There lived in the city of Verona two young gentlemen, whose names were Valentine and Proteus, between whom a firm and uninterrupted friendship had long subsisted. They pursued their studies together, and their hours of leisure were always passed in each other's company, except when Proteus visited a lady he was in love with. And these visits to his mistress, and this passion of Proteus for the fair Julia, were the only topics on which these two friends disagreed. For Valentine, not being himself a lover, was sometimes a little weary of hearing his friend forever talking of his Julia, and then he would laugh at Proteus, and in pleasant terms ridicule the passion of love, and declare that no such idle fancy should ever enter his head, greatly preferring, as he said, the free and happy life he led to the anxious hopes and fears of the lover Proteus. One morning Valentine came to Proteus to tell him that they must for a time be separated, for he was going to Milan. Proteus, unwilling to part with his friend, used many arguments to prevail upon Valentine not to leave him. But Valentine said,
"Cease to persuade me, my loving Proteus. I will not, like a sluggard, wear out my youth in idleness at home. Homekeeping youths have ever homely wits. If your affection were not chained to the sweet glances of your honoured Julia, I would entreat you to accompany me to see the wonders of the world abroad. But since you are a lover, love on still, and may your love be prosperous."
They parted with mutual expressions of unalterable friendship. "Sweet Valentine, adieu," said Proteus. "Think on me when you see some rare object worthy of notice in your travels, and wish me partaker of your happiness." Valentine began his journey that same day towards Milan, and when his friend had left him, Proteus sat down to write a letter to Julia, which he gave to her maid, Lucetta, to deliver to her mistress.